This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the Fangas Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. From Channel 12, WISN 12, ABC affiliate here in Milwaukee. He is Jared Fialco. Jared, how are you doing, my friend?
Well, hello, my friend. What? Don't mind me. I've also got a cat in my lap here. So
oh, sure. Yeah, like you do.
He may wreak havoc, as cats do.
Yeah. I mean, that's I would expect nothing. If we don't see, like, a paw at the camera, like, that cat has not done its due diligence.
Well, this one has a tendency to step on airplane mode. So if I go away for a moment of time, it's not me hanging up on you. It's the cat being a jerk, as most cats tend to be.
I love it. That is true. That is true. That is the cat's MO. Well, Jared, thanks so much for jumping on today. And I kind of wanted to, like, start with you and just, like, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, how long you've been in Milwaukee, and what are some of your favorites? What are some of your Milwaukee favorites that you've discovered so far?
Well, I've been here. My wife and I moved from North Carolina. We moved from the Triangle Neck of North Carolina. As the cat's about to unplug the...
Come on, cat. Come on, cat. Do it.
All right. We've been here about 4 years. We moved from the Triangle Neck of North Carolina, which is college sports heaven, except if you're in Chapel Hill at the moment, because I think the world witnessed what happened to Bill Belichick when he continues to not have Tom Brady.
Well, he's just used to numbers that have a big discrepancy, so he just wanted to make sure he kept that going.
Yes, in many ways in one. I thought you were talking about 28-3 there for a second, and then I realized, it's the age.
No, I'm a 28-3 fan, but yeah.
We moved here about 4 years ago. I thought that I was living in one of the best sports markets that ever existed. And then I moved here, where I realized we have two downtime weeks the entire season.
Yep.
All-star break week.
Yes.
And whatever week in July that the Brewers are on a 9-game road trip. And then that's it. We are guns blazing all the way through the calendar year, and it is awesome. It is easily my favorite thing about this. You are never bored, and I'm the type of guy at work who would rather be busy than bored.
Yep.
And I am rarely bored, my friend.
Well, talk about never being bored. We've got, you know, the confluence of Brewers with the best record in Major League Baseball and it being opening week in the NFL. And so let's start with the NFL. The Green Bay Packers obviously made a huge move on Thursday, and we're still, like, reeling, and, like, you know, ESPN is still leading the stories with, you know, Mulgetta was on First Take this morning talking about Micah Parsons. He's still all over the news. You know, where were you when that news hit you?
Well, I'll tell you what, that was the Brewers had a Thursday game last week. So I was literally trying to do all of my work. I was anchoring the 6 o'clock sportscast on WISN TV 12 Milwaukee that night. So I was trying to get ahead of the game. I was going to the ball game to talk to Pat and talk to some of the guys afterwards.
Yep.
And I was working ahead in my show. And then at about 4:05, I got a joke text from my fantasy group that said, "Who's got the Packers defensive special teams?" And I knew exactly what it meant.
Yep.
And then I realized in my mind, all of the work that I have done for all my 6 o'clock sportscast out the window.
That's right.
It's like it never existed at this point.
That is
so
correct.
I had stories on Jaden Reed's foot and talking about Clayton Tune and, oh, meet the Packers' new number three quarterback who you'll probably never see get off the practice squad. Well, into the void. It's like it never happened.
Amazing.
And I'll tell you what, the buzz in the Brewers media auditorium was wild at the time because it almost coincided with the end of that ball game. And everybody's joking, oh, who's going to ask Murph about Micah Parsons?
And did anyone?
No.
Okay.
So had they won and Murph been in a better mood, maybe,
And so I was filling in for Sparky. So I was literally standing right here watching Christian Yelich at the plate, down 6-4 with two men on. The breaking news has just come across. We're talking like I'm out of my brain. I'm still in disbelief. I still did not believe it. And all I could think of is, how poetic would it be if Yelich just hit a bomb right now? Like because I'm assuming in the stands at AmFam Field, there was a buzz. Because everybody's got their phones. Everybody's probably talking about it. And if Yelich had hit a home run there, I mean, the place would have absolutely exploded.
Oh, yes, yes. And so, I do think there was a buzz. I mean, there certainly was a buzz where we were.
Yeah.
It's one of those great things. I would have liked to have been, you know, like in the arena portion, the stadium portion of the crowd to see how it reacts. But that's pretty much the MO of sports existence, especially if you ever have to tote a camera, because some of the greatest moments, I'll tell you this, some of the greatest moments in sporting history, I've been at the events for and been staring at a brick wall. 2016 national championship game, North Carolina, Villanova.
Yeah.
Chris Jenkins hit the shot of college basketball heaven.
Yep.
Where am I? In the underbelly of NRG Stadium, staring at a brick wall, wondering whether or not to go out on the court had North Carolina won or video of the kids crying as they come off the floor. Sadly, it was the latter.
All right, so I don't think we've ever talked about this, Jared, but I was also in Houston for that Final Four, and I chose to stay in my hotel room and watch Monday Night Raw instead of. So I was going back and forth between the. I was at the Final Four. I went to both games on Saturday. And then I decided not, and then WrestleMania, of course, was in Dallas.
You will appreciate this then, my friend, that I had tickets to WrestleMania 32 that went in the trash can thanks to North Carolina because I was busy working that day. And I thought, can I still drive to Dallas and make it happen? And my boss gave me the old, you can go, but you're going to pay for it type. And I'm like, all right, just tell me I can't go and I won't go and I'll stay here and work. So
because there were a lot of media members that weekend who did, who flew from Houston to Dallas, went to WrestleMania and then came back Monday for the championship game. But you were actually a reporter from that market. So like,
yes,
you weren't like a Milwaukee reporter just covering the Final Four for fun. You actually had a job to do.
And then the very next year, North Carolina went back to the Final Four and this time won the national championship.
Yep.
And I had tickets to WrestleMania 33 that went in the garbage can because of that.
That is brutal. I think we can definitely get to wrestling, but we'll hold off on that. So it is game. It is week one, game week. What does your week look like this week with regards specifically to the Green Bay Packers?
Well, in terms of the Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love will talk tomorrow up in Titletown. Typically talks on a Wednesday, and then it's just, you know, game prep.
Yeah.
You know, like we try to get, you know, like as much sound as we can because, I mean, and the thing is, this is such a great sports city, market, state.
Mm-hmm.
If we wanted to, you know this, we could talk about the Green Bay Packers 365 days a year, 366 on a leap year.
Yep.
There's never not interest to it.
And we have from 8 to 9 every day. We have Pack-A-Day Radio. I mean, Andy Herman does a radio show every day. And when he doesn't, he's still doing his podcast. He really does do it 365 days a year.
So we'll be up there on Sunday as well. And then, of course, obviously it's a very short week. So we'll turn around and we'll be back up there in 4 days' time for the Commanders. And luckily for that one, I will have what I believe is one of the best jobs in America. And I'll get to run sidelines and carry a camera and be one of the local media photographers for that one, which I swear is one of the best jobs ever going, except maybe when you're talking like 8 degrees out there, like it was Tennessee Titans Thursday night game a couple years back.
That's not fun.
That was miserable. The only thing that warmed my heart that day was when I saw James Vanderbeek on the sideline pregame and I'm like, oh my God, it's Dawson.
I don't want to wait for my life to be over.
And then I got really sad by the end of the night because Dawson
didn't get the girl.
Oh, no. Way more sad than this. Way more sad. Went back to the station and found out necessarily how old I was.
Oh, no.
Because showed that photograph to so many people in the station.
And they had no idea who Dawson was? Is.
And I'm like, it's the beak.
Charlie,
like,
have you,
I don't know who that is.
Heard of Dawson's Creek?
I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
Have you heard of the movie Varsity Blues?
I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
So you've not seen seen Ali Larter in the whipped cream bikini?
I have not.
All right, just
let's just say that at one point in time, James Vanderbeek was a cultural phenomenon.
Icon. Yes,
and I am just glad that I was there for it.
Yeah. No, same. I'm right there with you. Dawson's Creek was must see TV. Back in the day. Jared Fialko, Channel 12 to ABC, joining us. We're talking all things Wisconsin sports. The Brewers with what? I'm looking at my watch that I don't wear. I don't wear a watch. Are they not playing? Don't they play every? What's going on today?
Oh, I just thought they were playing 162 and 161 days at this point.
Yeah, why not? It's an off day for our Brewers, a much needed off day for our Brewers. Obviously, we went through the 11-game win streak. We went through the 14-game win streak. They win the first two in Toronto. Looks like everything's going well. And then the last 2 days were almost carbon copies of, like, weird, not Brewers baseball, bullpen struggling, base running struggling, fielding struggling. Like, how badly did they need this day off?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, especially given the pitching situation right now. And they will get more guys back, but rest is just the most important thing. And you can clearly tell there are so many. Murph did the bullpen game how many times last year? It's not so much a thing this year. But when you've got a team that's built on the backs of its bullpen, it seems like. And I still think there are guys who have done a great job. I think Nick Mears has tailed off a little bit. Ashby has done a wonderful job throughout this three-week stretch, I feel like. But yes, some people realize even if you throw an inning, even if you throw 14 pitches, you can't throw 14 pitches every day because it's the ramp up and it's getting warmed up and heated up. You can't continuously do that every day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right. Yeah. And it's, and we were talking about that right before you came on, is like how to manage the bullpen specifically for these last 23 games, knowing you have to finish 5 games better than the Cubs. So if you go 11-12, the Cubs need to go 17-7. If you go 14-9, the Cubs need to go 20-4. So how do you make sure you win enough games to stay ahead of Philly, ahead of LA, ahead of the Cubs, knowing that you don't have to win 14 in a row. You don't have to win 11 in a row. You just need to keep everybody, you know, like you just mentioned, like managing those bullpen arms, making sure people are healthy, making sure people are fresh. Like, what's your best approach for these final 23?
I don't think you do anything outside the norm at this point. And I fully believe that Pat Murphy is that's his kind of his motto, his MO is that, hey, baseball is a game of runs. Yes, they had a couple of double digit win streaks, but just because they have gone, 7-10 since then, it's no reason to worry. Teams will have lulls. Great teams will have lulls. I mean, if you look at a lot of the pennant leaders still, I mean, the Dodgers have had some really poor stretches. I mean, granted, you can't have it that bad to where it potentially takes you out of the playoff race, a la the New York Yankees and the New York Mets. I'm not going to mention that I'm a Mets fan, you know, who grew up one, but thankfully they're still in the race at this point because the rest of the National League is pretty mid after that sixth seed. But just keep doing what you're doing. You're going to have lulls, and in the same way that you can't, we're the greatest thing since sliced bread when you win 13-14. Just because you have a sub-500 stretch for 2 weeks, you have to have belief in your guys, belief in the people who got you there. And I'll tell you what, Murph absolutely does. He was saying when this team was 21-25, hey, you guys might not believe it, but I like my team. I love the guys in here. I love the character of these guys. And while a lot of us were non-believers at that point. Yeah, he's saying that because he has to say that. The proof has been in the pudding since.
Yeah, and I think that's a great thing to remember is that you don't have to be perfect, but you just have to be good enough. And by being as perfect as they were during their winning streaks, they've earned that cushion in terms of the 4.5-game lead over Philly, the 5.5-game lead over the Cubs. What do you think are going to be some of the biggest challenges for the Brewers in the playoffs? You know, I know we're still a month away, but I think, you know, and listen, if something catastrophic happened, I'll take the blame for jinxing them, but I think we're all saying the P word, playoffs, at this point. But is this, you know, we've seen heartbreak over the past number of years in that first round of the playoffs.
Well, we haven't had the crippling August/September injury yet, whether it's Christian Yelich or Devin Williams or anybody of that nature. And, you know, here's hoping that the other shoe doesn't drop, which, again, you can't ever account or plan on injuries happening or not happening. It's just a fact of athletic/sports life. I think the big thing, it's always kind of a luck of the draw, too, with baseball. We've seen it how many years where the best team in the playoffs doesn't win.
Right.
Because they run into a juggernaut. They run into the hot hand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember
Arizona when everybody thought that was bad, that they lost 2 straight to Arizona? Well, what did Arizona go on to do?
Yep.
I mean, heck, we made the joke for how many years? Well, if they beat the Brewers in the playoffs, they're going to the World Series.
Yep. Yeah, it seemed that way. And so that's why I said, like, I don't really care how the Brewers are playing on September 2nd. I care how they're playing on September 22nd. How they're playing on October 2nd, or if they have that week off. Like, the nice thing about the winning streaks and the cushion they've had is that they still have time to get hot again. You don't need to be, you can't be hot for an entire month and then more. Like, you need a player can be hot. I mean, Bryce Strang was amazing in August, but like if they can get Vaughn or Hoskins or Yelich or whoever hot again at the end of September and that goes into the playoffs, like you get a couple guys hot on this team and you can carry the team.
And I think you want your arms to be at full strength, or at least as close to full strength as you could be after, you know, 6.5 months in the show. So you don't necessarily want to overwork Jacob Mizorowski right now. You want to make sure Brandon Woodruff, who has had a sad series of recent injury history, you want to make sure that he is good to go.
Yep.
You want to make sure that Fastball Freddy is at peak Peralta when you enter the postseason, because pitching wins in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Jared Fialko, Channel 12 ABC Sports, joining us here on Middays with Thunder. Our fan studios are powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We talked Packers, we talked Brewers. What else do you have on your radar for the next week or so? What else are you working on?
Oh, you don't want to badmouth the Packers roster? Isn't that what radio stations do nowadays? They just badmouth everything on there, and it's the worst of the worst. We don't get to slam.
I badmouth things that I feel are deserving of badmouthing. I'm the honest sports host. I don't make things up. I'll badmouth Shams for thinking that Giannis was going to be traded. Yes. Like I'll badmouth him. I keep it real. Like I badmouth what I think deserves it, but I also praise, like I also say good things about things. I'm not, you know, that's how I roll.
I'm glad it also took to what, August 29th, August 30th to realize, okay, you know what, he's staying around because the NASA signed.
Like, I think Shams in general does a pretty good job with his resources and sources. I actually think like he has powers above him at ESPN that made him.
Oh, absolutely. Drive engagement.
Yes. Yep. Clickbait.
Hey, anything new?
No. Well, make something up. Yep. We need rumors.
Well, he could. I mean, could is not lying, right? If I say he could, I mean, technically anybody could do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's a true negligence on his part to do his job. I get why he has to do it. But I think it definitely hurt him in the views of not just Milwaukee fans. I think fans all around the NBA realized that like this was a less than moment for him, and he does need to do better. And he's not Woj. And I think there are people out there who, no matter what he does for the rest of his career, will just say you're not Woj. Like you made stuff up about Giannis. You're not Woj.
Oh boy.
So what else you got? What else you got on your radar this week?
Oh, I'm actually trying to limber up. We have the Brewers media softball game coming up in a few hours.
You know, I heard about that. Drew Wagner told me about it last week. I wasn't invited. I'm very mad. He's one of the captains, and I do play shortstop.
We were looking for a shortstop, apparently.
I'm literally right here. I'm free tonight. Maybe I'll text Drew again. I played in the Pud Galvin Cup once, and the media actually beat the Brewers staffers the year I played. I'm not saying it was because of me, but it didn't hurt.
I'm just trying to avoid the crippling injury that comes, because you know one's at least if not crippling, one serious injury is going to occur, because you know you all know that the sports media is just the picture of athleticism.
It's true. I do play though. I will say years and years ago, Charlie doesn't remember this because again he's 23. When AirTran existed, Ryan Braun was a spokesperson for AirTran Airways, and AirTran sponsored a media home run derby at Hellfair Field. Greg Matzik, who's one of our media brethren, I think would still be swinging 20 years later, like he every swing. But I did end up finishing third in the home run derby. I don't know where Evan Fitzgerald is these days. He was on CBS 58. He got out of the business. I think he went to go like do fundraising for wherever he went to. Maybe he went to Northwestern, I think. So I think he got out of the business. He finished second and I finished third. And I was like, I mean, I can play a little bit. I'm not great. But so I'm going to text Drew and I'm going to say, hey, I never got that call.
And I will say this too. One of my fondest memories in the business was taking part in a media slash game. The Carolina Hurricanes used to do a ball hockey game a number of years back. In the first year we played, they were not good at choosing teams. So our team was just straight up dominating. And somebody decided, oh, you know what? I'll step in and play for the other team. Oh. Who just so happens to be the fourth all-time leading point scorer in NHL history. His name's Ron Francis. He used to be the general manager for the Carolina Hurricanes. And I won a faceoff. Flipped it over the center. I got a one-on-one break with the netminder. I go to start making my sprint. My stick's pinned to the ground. We had these little, like, tiny plastic orange sticks. You know the ones that you hand out in gym class when you're in ninth grade?
Of course.
My stick gets pinned to the ground. I go to move. Can't move. Try it again. Can't do it. I turn around. I go, what the? And I look, and it's Ron Francis, who, by the way, is wearing wingtips, dress pants, dress shirt. He has just got the most casual look on his face. Stick pointed down. And he splashes me a little smile like that. And I go, that's maybe the coolest thing that's ever happened to me. So,
yeah, that is
slashed by Ron Francis. You can't beat that.
Are you looking forward to next Monday night at Fiserv?
Well, I'll be working, sadly. That's a downside.
I will text you updates.
I'm going with
my two Rumbles, my two girls, and another family friend. We got
I am just disappointed that by the Brewers schedule and by that it's Raw, not SmackDown coming in, that we don't get a Miz and Miz side by side.
No,
because I think that would have been pretty classic.
That would have been awesome. Yes. All right. Well, Jared Fialko, ABC at Channel 12 here in Milwaukee. Thank you so much for jumping on. We'll definitely
do this again sometime.
And good luck. Actually, I just got a text back from Drew. Apparently, you guys already have 20 people on your roster, so I'm not needed.
I thought we had like 10.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're multiplying. We're Mogwais. Somebody threw water on us, I guess.
Yeah, enjoy your one at bat and your one inning in the field. And I will hear all about it from Drew tomorrow.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Jared. You take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.